Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
Mic closes.
I like the energy.
Move the stand though, dog.
I like the energy.
Make sure you're speaking to the mic.
And make sure you're speaking to the mic.
I don't think he got the plug.
I don't got it yet. Hold up. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
You ain't got shit set up.
Shut up, Moses. Smoke it backwards. This is how I'm feeling. Breaking the law.
It's always too much
for me to ever ignore.
I got a thing for them big body Benzes. It dulls my senses. In love with a V-dub engine. Man, I'm high off life. Fucking I'm wasted. Baby name kicks. All the marble K-Risk.
They will. Cause I'm gonna tell them put this in.
I'm
jaded.
Man, it's just a game.
I just played the play.
Oh, come on, Sam.
Move the
fucking
camera.
Naturally, up next is me. What perplexes me? Should I know
right
how this
in.
Movie ends?
Still, I play the sorrow, Alexito's way. Just like my leg.
Change my approach, stop shaving coat, stay away from hoes. Put down the toes, cause I be doing the most.
Oh no.
Every time I felt that was sad, call me right back. Or call me right back. Man, it called me right back.
That's
oh no. I'm like a Russian mobster drinking distilled vodka till I'm under the field with Hoffa. It's real. Kill the top of like a toupee. Mix the water with the soda. Turn the pot up, make a souffle. All of y'all can get it like group page in your two ways. I'm living proof that crime do pay. Say hooray to
the bad.
Do you want to?
You're an idiot.
Let me plug this.
Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. I'm fucking sick of you. Like, honestly, I'm really fucking sick of you, bro.
Alright.
You alright today?
Start the shit.
I'm trying to get this shit started, but you keep fucking with me. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Dave B.
Episode 125. Out this bitch.
Nigga be dancing like Jay-Z and Big Pimp and everything.
Why the fuck you worry about what I'm doing?
Get your dang dash on. Shake your shoulders. That's your head. Never mind.
Why you worry about what I'm doing?
You,
yo,
can't coordinate with your
bro,
butt.
I be chilling. You always worry about me.
You tell your body what to do and do what it want.
His shoulders and head don't sink together.
I didn't even like move my legs. His shoulders move.
What? You all right, man? You all right? Is everything all right with you, Moses?
Dude.
What's up, man? What's going on, man? We got Courtney in this bitch.
What's up?
Come on. Come on.
Look, it's my first time on here. Shut up.
You got to do what you is. You're like, yeah, what's up?
That's fine though. You know what I mean? Yeah,
we just messed with
I'm you. Just behind the scenes, you guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you ain't want to get on camera? You could have got on camera.
Not this time. Not yet. I'm not ready. They're not ready.
There we go.
They're not ready. I like it.
They're not ready.
What's going on with you guys, though, man? Episode 125 out this bitch. Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, Daytoria.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, let's get this shit fucking started. And I got too much shit going on because these little boys is already trying my daughter, guys.
What? Tell us about it.
What's going on?
She's 5 years old.
Okay.
When you say trying, I mean what you mean trying.
Yeah, she comes home with a ring.
Oh, wow.
Like a little plastic ring with a little heart on it.
What did she say?
I meant to talk about this a few episodes, but I keep forgetting. But I was like, yo, let me bring this to the forefront.
You trying to forget on purpose?
Yeah, because I ain't want to be mad. I'm like, who the fuck is this little nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what she say when she showed it to you?
Oh, she was like, daddy, look what I got. Look. I'm like, okay. Who gave you this? I don't want to say his little name. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to do that to him.
Just say the little boy.
Yeah.
I don't like this shit, though. Let's just be clear, yo. I don't like the shit. So I let it slide. All right, cool. You know, wait till she go to sleep. Throw it in the trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool.
My ring.
So then, you know, came back like maybe like a week later. Now she got a little necklace. A little fake Fugazi little gold necklace. But like
homeboy trying to ice her out.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't like it.
Ice me out.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Ice me out, nigga.
So now I got the little boy's name and shit. I'm like, what's up with dude? Oh, he's cool. What do you know about being cool? What,
yeah, man. Yo, what's up with this little nigga, man?
Why are you able to get these gifts?
He's cool.
Yeah, like, yeah. Who are your parents, little homie? Like, who is allowing this shit?
Yeah,
like,
son.
Was y'all getting girls and shit at 5 years old, since kindergarten? Like,
you know, times are changing, man.
There you go. Things was different though. I wasn't giving jewelry. She might have got some candy or something like that.
At five,
yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, she might have got some candy.
Or, pixie sticks.
You know what I mean? Give her a crayon or something.
Sweet tart.
A crayon. Just a crayon. You know what I mean? Extra fruit cup. Yo, you deserve that. You feel me?
Juicy juice.
That's for you,
huh?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't like how she's coming home with
You got a long road ahead of you, homie.
Yeah, you gotta deal with me.
That's all.
And then you know it's so fucked up too, cause I'm like, man, I hope, you know what I mean, I'm over here like mad talking shit, acting like I wanna beat the dad up. Like, what are you raising, little homie? Like, you know what I mean? But
well, listen,
he's like, what if he like one of these military niggas that got all the guns in the world and the safe and all? Nah, like, bro, who are you talking to?
This little boy is probably just giving out gifts and glad to have a friend, right, like your daughter, and just show he don't know, so he just might be looking at what his people do and be like, I gotta give her gifts. You're getting her the best of the things. I mean,
and that's kind of nice. He raising her right. You're
not getting her.
He ain't a cheap nigga. He ain't getting the cheap gold.
He ain't getting the cheap silver. I mean? He getting the cheap gold.
And then on top of that, he's stealing it. So he not even using his own money.
He's a booster.
Now let me ask y'all this.
That young man got a head on his shoulder. Yeah, he got a bright career.
Was I wrong for asking her if he was white or black? I'm just asking.
Does it matter?
No.
It just depends on what you were thinking when you
How
asked
do you
it.
Say that though?
She's fine. What you like? It don't matter.
What's his face?
Right.
What's the color of the face?
How'd you ask her?
Well, what's his skin color?
Oh, what's his skin
what's
color?
What's she saying?
What's she saying?
He's white.
You're a white little white boy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got money.
Put him on the game, dog.
That's a rap.
You know what I mean?
He's claiming her now. She's mine.
Nah, oh man.
And don't you talk to a chumps.
Yeah, whatever, man. Hey, look, little homie. You know what I mean? I don't think you ever hear this podcast.
Shout out to little dude. That's America right there.
I don't think you ever hear this podcast, little homie, but listen.
That goes to show you that racism and bigotry is taught.
Taught, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. That's why
kids don't give a fuck about
I wasn't
about
mad.
That.
I was just like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I'm like, you know, little That's white dope. Boy like a little black girl, cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I can't even be mad at that.
Yeah. Like, they should like us all.
There you go.
We the shit. You know what I mean?
Well, I just wanted to bring that up to y'all. Trying I was to beat pressed up. A little bit. It's funny.
Yo, you want to fight.
I don't want to fight
You want to fight. You almost fought that bum. You almost shot him. Man, now you want to fight shoot somebody daddy. Is this your kid? Wham! Mm. Tell him no talk to my daughter, punk! And walk off and shit. Like, he's so violent.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Stop watching them action movies.
That's what they for.
Like, Fast and the Furious got you jacked up.
I don't watch
Fast. I want to be Rock.
Yeah. I want to be the Rock. No, I don't. I want to be the Rock. That's fucked up,
same
man.
Thing. He's Sway Hobbs, right?
Yeah. Saying,
come on, Hobbs.
Just get a Brahma Bull tattoo on me.
They gonna be
I am a Taurus, so I'm out looking at Brahma Bull.
Jumanji.
I ain't fucking with
I'm
you.
I'm a nigga. Character. I will beat your dad.
Yo, homie. Hey, look, homie pressed me about that last episode, too, man.
Who you talking about?
When I talked about the side nigga application.
Okay.
He watched the episode.
What'd he say?
Hits me up. And says, yo, I don't like how you talked about, like, I only had just one other situation. I got a few bitches.
Well, you did say he had two.
He said he had a lot of What's girls.
No, it's more than that.
Well, that makes it even worse then.
Well,
why you, if you got a couple of them, why you?
I told you he pushing P, keeping it P, pushing P.
Come on, you can't catch feelings when you got a couple of them.
You got a couple of them. That's all. You know what I'm saying? You good,
I know. I'm just saying.
And then, like I said,
he,
how you
said he said he ain't like that. He ain't like how it was like, yo, you just said that. Like I ain't got like three bitches. I'm
what
like,
he say
bro.
About? Okay. He wanted.
Like, damn, I'm sorry,
he wanted.
Bro.
He wanted them.
Right. I guess
we established that.
It's again, over. I don't see how he catching feelings if he ain't feel it yet. He ain't feel it. Where the feelings come in?
I don't know. No idea, Dave.
That's all
God bless him.
But that's bro. I love him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not, I ain't mad. Nothing like
listen,
that.
Listen, bro.
Funny.
He just got to focus on the ones that fuck with him. That's what I try to do.
You they all I mean? Fuck with him.
Yeah. Listen, Shorty got a whole situation going over there.
You should be good, though. If you got plenty like that, you should be good. I mean, you shouldn't be worrying about one. I don't understand it. It don't make no sense.
Maybe he felt like she was the one. Who knows? I don't know. If he's worried about her, if he got all these other ones and he's worried about her.
They clicked, but his fridge is lit.
They clicked, though.
He got everything from pineapple to pig scrout.
What?
To pickle pig feet.
I don't know, man. Listen, Shorty taking the ring. I don't know.
Then he ended up clearing that up too, and later found out that it's just like pretty much like a little promise ring.
Oh man, yo, play on, play.
All right, man. Yeah. All right, man. You good?
Right there.
Yeah, you good?
Play
don't
on,
worry
man.
About it.
That you was good. Just a little timeout in the game.
It is what it is out here.
Yo,
man.
Yo, start the clock.
Keep
back.
Keep pushing P.
So she hold on. So she told him it was a married ring to get a man.
No, she just popped up with a ring.
She popped up with a ring, and he assumed. And then once everything really got cleared up, it was more so like,
see what happens?
It's a promise ring.
See what happens when you assume.
I don't love him like that.
You make an ass out of yourself. You assume.
That's what I took.
That's funny.
That's what I took from it.
You got all work.
I didn't know
you got all work.
I don't love him like that. Just don't take the ring then. Why? Like,
I don't love it.
Can you
like
explain that?
That?
Would you take a ring if somebody
No. If I didn't feel like I wanted to be in that situation, no, because that's misleading.
Like the way you think. That's craziness.
Yes.
Man, what's the promise ring? They in their 30s.
Yeah,
I didn't
right?
even know
that's
that even
funny.
Fucking I'm like, what the fuck is what? That's why I'm with Dave. Yeah, keep on playing, player. Like,
a promise ring can mean a lot. I promise to tell you who I cheated with.
Oh, shit.
Promise to take your money.
What is Shad?
I thought Moses was being serious for a second.
Shout out to him, though, because if he could have to stick around with a promise, then you know what I mean?
He on that jagged edge.
Yo, Conway album.
Yeah.
God Don't Make Mistakes. I ain't hear it. I heard a few songs. I ain't get to really listen to it the way I wanted to. But I feel like Dave heard it. I feel like Moses heard it. I know Courtney has it here. She don't even listen to that shit, but it's cool.
Some songs.
What y'all got, man? Come on, man.
Some songs. come on, like we always say, you know, some classic boys. You know what I'm saying? They come out with some classics, so every time it's a hit.
Yeah, that shit is knocking, man.
This is vibing right now.
Not disappointing. You know what I mean? He got Alchemist on there. He got Derringer. He got I think Hit-Boy is on there. He got a couple other producers, and I think it's his last one, last and only on Shady or whatever. So
I'll do his own thing then.
Yeah, I guess he a free agent and shit. Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm gonna go check it out. It's not like I'm not gonna go check it out. That shit knocking though. I just don't know what the fuck. I've just been listening to a bunch of R&B different shit for some odd reason.
Okay,
R&B. That's what I've been on lately.
Sometimes you gotta get on your R&B shit.
No wrong with that.
And Dirk did me dirty.
Dirk and R&B, yeah.
He did me dirty, man.
What?
Tell me about the album was dropping 2/22/22, like yay. Then comes out and just drops one song. Talking about the album in March.
Gotcha.
Tricked me. Psyched me out. Hurt my feelings. Damn near cried.
So I don't go to it, man.
I didn't damn near cry. Dude. Yeah, fuck yeah. You. I see my stupid face. Ass face, man. Shut up, man.
This nigga crying over Dirk.
Yeah. I believe
you.
Yeah,
get your life together.
Yo, fuck you, Moses.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you get. Dirt. No, stop. This is what I'm talking about. Like, if you get emotional, there's nothing wrong with that, bro. You just letting out. Oh, man.
Oh, man, Dirk.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
You just crying, rubbing your chest. I understand.
I never did that.
Ripped I never off your did shirt. That. Dirk, why? Why, Dirk, lied to me?
You had to do that to the homie Dirk. You know what I'm saying? You ain't have to do that to the. I support, nigga. Shy. You know what I mean?
After you cry, you listen to that one song you got. I love him.
Yo, come on, yo. What the fuck we doing? What's up with you, bro? What's up with you doing that shit?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
Relax. I'm fucking with you.
Nah, I know, nigga.
I hope you ain't throwing no tissue.
That's crazy.
Dang. I wanted to hear Donda too. I can't afford it. I'm not going to pay that. He only put out Ruffs and shit.
Yeah, you know how this is going to go. He did it the first time around. He's a genius. So I don't know what you were expecting, though.
That's a go getting money, man.
Yeah, man. You're
getting your money over that.
He's going to sell out maybe one or two more of those live performances. Then you'll get the album. You'll be all right. You're going to be waiting for it. You're going to come in here all hype and shit. Who you here, Donda? Shut up, nigga.
Yo, Derek, that is not how I sound.
It's
bro.
Fire.
You're right.
Let hear my voice. I don't
really
sound
like
that.
It. I really like it.
Right. Bro, they hear my voice. I don't sound like that.
I really like it. That's you. That's you say that a lot. Right.
That's you.
You say that a lot.
Let me get some t-shirts made.
Yeah. I'm not getting none of that Balenciaga Gap shit he got going on.
You don't want to look like a gargoyle?
What? Them niggas is that what that shit is?
I don't know. The shit I see them niggas wear, I don't know if it's that collab, but that should be looking crazy. They might have some nice pieces, though, but not that shit they be wearing. I can't pull it off, at least. And the big-ass rain boots.
I'm not doing the boots.
Can't do the rain boots?
I'm not doing the boots. I told you my son want the boots. The boots are not going to be allowed in my fucking house.
It's rain out here. You can get them.
No,
you raining cool. Money out here.
When it's raining, I'm in the house.
Some fucking fishing.
I don't
boots.
Work, nigga. I be chilling. I'm bougie now. I'm not working in the rain.
Mm-hmm. You just like wearing flip flops though.
Like to wear slides.
Yeah, if he come out with some flip flops, you in there.
I don't even understand why I still buy sneakers. I don't never wear them shits.
You supposed
special
to do that
occasions
every now and then,
bro. That's like, yo, I bought like 3 pairs of sneakers last year. I ain't wearing none of them yet.
I feel like you always got one you wear and then the other one.
You'll have them when you're ready.
Every now and then.
Wear
them. Yo, I throw the slides on, I'm good. Hey, yo, and you restaurants at Uber Eats, like when I'm doing my Uber Eats, yo, I'm not making no more fucking drinks for people, yo.
What niggas handed about? You the cup
to make the fucking drink.
What bro? Drink? Like Coca Cola?
That's crazy. Or you talking about mixed
drinks?
Listen, man.
So you get to sip the drink before
I'm not,
you...
Shut the fuck up. I'm not sipping no drink.
Here you go.
This is orange.
Nah, this shit flat, dog. It's flat.
Come this is good orange.
Machine.
This shit be wild, right?
Why look like somebody limp print on it?
I forgot where I had to go, but I had to get a drink, and they wanted like a fucking strawberry Minute Maid lemonade.
Right, right. You didn't even know they had that flavor.
Like, what the fuck is that? Like, right, right. Y'all, you drinking this? This is too much sugar.
Strawberry. Like,
they drinking it and you fixing it, nigga.
Yeah, so then I had to go fix this shit. Ain't none of that there.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So they like, well, you know, call the customer. You know what I mean? See.
They got you working.
Oh, that's what you think I'm about to do. Right. Nah, we going to go ahead and take this pink Minute Maid lemonade.
Right.
Because I know it's the same fucking color as strawberry, damn near.
Right, right.
And we're going to fucking deliver this order. Y'all got me fucked up out here. Mm. And they want it left at the door. I ain't going to see you. Like, you crazy?
They going to send a tip before they take a sip, right? Then you straight. As long as they send that tip.
This is delicious. This right. Strawberry is good. This is pink lemonade. Hold on.
By the time they taste that shit and make a complaint, man, I'm on my neck. You know what you should do? My third order, yeah.
You should call your boss, man. Call your boss and complain.
Call me. Exactly, what you say? I gotta call me.
Don't complain. Make them fucking drinks, nigga.
Nah, I'm not making no more drinks, man. I'm not doing it.
What's wrong with that?
Why I gotta do that?
That's your job.
This shit should just, everything should just be ready.
You already eating their food.
And I pick up.
They deserve for you to make their drinks. You already eating their food. So.
Right. It's the least you could do.
Why the fuck y'all keep running this narrative of me eating? I don't eat. I don't want that karma.
Nigga, you've been getting fat.
He be getting fat.
He been getting healthy.
Ever since you've been delivering food.
Yeah, he been like eating fries and pork.
He been
grease.
Getting fat, man.
This ain't pork. I love avocados.
I hate avocado. I hate that shit. Y'all, you like avocado?
Yeah, it's good.
That shit, I mean, guacamole for you.
Avocados are really good.
I don't like it.
Nah, I ain't my
style. You crazy.
You put that salt on them. You don't eat them plain. You put that salt on them, nigga. Yeah, put them on sandwiches. Yep. Yeah, you make guacamole. Bussin'. I'm not just talking about just fucking eat them just regular. You gotta do something with that. Yeah, you gotta do something with that. Just don't, like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's what the problem was. Nah, they'll put that shit on your sandwich, like, though. Just, like,
Yeah, but they don't put the salt on it.
They put the blunt, nah, that shit trash, man.
And first of all, fuck they ain't avocado, putting up sauce because you're not even supposed to mesh well with the sandwich.
You got it, dogs.
You getting the dry ass turkey. You getting the driest turkey sandwich to avocado. That's why.
I don't like that shit, man.
Yeah, it's not dressed right. They don't know what the fuck they doing. That.
So y'all see, Dave, you still ain't watching Kanye shit?
No, nigga.
Netflix.
No, I see a little clip when Moses was watching it.
Clip, it's cool.
Yeah. I didn't watch it all though.
It's good.
It's good.
It's fucking good.
It's getting better. Yeah,
there you go.
Second episode.
It's good because, like, you really get to see what he had to go through, you know what I'm saying? Through the whole thing and how do you feel and, you know, his triumphs. And even, like, you can see his in his face, you know what I'm saying, depression, like, what's going on, but it still, like, keeps going on, though. Like,
my only question is this, though, Moses.
I see the genius.
Did Ye really get in an accident, bro?
Yeah, you see his teeth.
Yeah, he did. I don't think that came up
that
yet.
That shit.
Nah, it came up.
But okay. I don't think they showed, like, everything.
I just don't believe that it was an accident because everything was just mouth shattering. Like, if this accident was so deadly, I'm sorry, but wouldn't there be more like no other bodily injury?
You just seen where he wasn't swole up and shit.
He was in L.A. I'm sorry. I don't know. I feel like, you know, gang. I feel like it's a different story.
You
see
his face? He was swole the fuck up.
Yeah, like he got beat the fuck up.
Nah. That ain't come from
That sounds stupid, nigga.
Yeah, like, you, like, come on.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life.
He just ain't gonna do that just to get the pop. And if he did that, god dang.
Now what niggas been shooting at Kanye. What type of beef would he have in LA?
I have no idea.
Out of all people, Kanye.
I don't know, man. You know, yeah, he run his mouth.
Now you just,
I'm just think, assuming. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm not believing the car accident. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think it was that.
Shut up.
I gotta shut up.
That sounds stupid.
Why?
Because it just does.
Just mouth injuries. That's it. Just jaw shattering. Yeah. No, your arm, your fingers, that your leg.
That,
no,
that airbag is a motherfucker. You ever got hit in the face with an airbag? No. You ever seen them videos when niggas is sitting on airbags and they blow that shit up and they go about 8 feet in the air and land? You ever seen that shit?
Nah.
They put airbags underneath people's seats. And once the niggas sit on it, they'll blow that shit up and them niggas go about 8 feet in the air.
Yeah, I've seen it before, what Dave's talking about. Like, they do it. Yeah. I've seen them do it, like, as pranks and shit, you know.
When that airbag is busted,
it pops your ass, like, way
in your
up
fucking
in the
face,
air.
Anything is possible. You know, you break your teeth, you break your jaw, you get black eyes and all that.
Yeah, that's a punch.
My other theory about what I said is this, too. Remember Moses, he always had his mans with him, the cameraman.
Yeah.
Yo, he wasn't in the car with you. He's always filming you. He's there with you all this 100%. And now all of a sudden when this accident happened, he wasn't nowhere to be found. He ain't got no footage.
He went home. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying, they went in different cars. You know what I'm saying? He had his own place, so.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? The film was over.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Well, you know. That's just what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know about that car accident thing. It don't look, but whatever. I ain't shit.
Here you go.
What, man?
Anyway. Yeah, I seen on the Breakfast Club, I think her name is AJ Johnson. She played in Baby Boy.
Okay.
She played his mom and shit, Tyrese's moms and shit.
Yeah.
And she said for her 50th birthday, she had a threesome with two guys or whatever.
At 50?
Yeah, 50. That's what she wanted to do.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
I'm just like, you wait till 50?
It don't matter what time you do it, nigga. When it's time to get freaky, it's time to get freaky, nigga. And
I would just expect her to be sooner.
Have you seen her? She is beautiful.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, like, man, she's beautiful. She's rich. Like, I felt like, you know, she's been acting for a long time. Nigga. I felt like she might have probably already experienced that before in her life.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
But here's a question. She said she had a threesome. It was two guys. Do you consider that a threesome? Because in my day, that's a trizzy. That's a train right there.
Listen, I don't agree.
All right. Listen, in my day, when you got two guys and the girl, it's always a train. It's always a train.
I thought it had to be three or more.
Three or more?
Is a train?
They do got to be that third person.
So you think you would consider that a threesome?
I was going to consider it a threesome. It's me, it's just her and two dudes. It's three.
It's a threesome, but...
No, that's a train.
A train is a train. When you add that last person on, that's the caboose. That's the train.
No, listen. Yeah. If you got somebody in the back and somebody in the front,
well, who said they don't got to be doing it?
No, listen. Okay. Listen to my. Listen. You got somebody in the back, somebody in the front, shorty in the middle. That's a train. You see how it moves?
It could be the same if there was a girl.
That's a train. That's a threesome. It's only a threesome when there's two women. So I'm talking about. That's it.
Wait, what, Dave?
It's
really?
Only a threesome when if it's two women.
That's a male perspective.
That's
bro.
Dave and all these rules. Nah, that's like, real like last shit. Night when we were playing cards, all these rules. Yeah,
that's what it is. That's crazy.
Different rules.
I'm telling you, it's never no fucking. It's a train, my nigga. That's it.
I said threesome. She had a threesome.
It's not. She had a train, and ain't nothing wrong.
She had a train,
and ain't nothing wrong with that train. Anytime another nigga can high five, that's a train, dog.
It's not a train.
That's a trizzy.
That's a Mandingo party.
There we go, a Mandingo party.
Come on up.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Come on up.
Who's next?
Who's next?
I mean, I guess. I mean, what do you think, Moses? Hmm? What do you think? You think it's a train?
No.
I think it's a threesome,
but it's not my threesome.
It's not your type of threesome.
It's no man's threesome. No man wants that.
It's only a woman's threesome.
You can't say that.
What do you mean no man wants that?
Some dudes is into that. Some dudes, that's a fact. Bang their wife and watch. You see what I'm saying? So
what I'm saying is most guys want it to be two women, one man. They don't want to be the second.
Now, my question is to the men in here, would you do that? Like, you and another dude with one chick. Would you do that?
Not at this point in my life, I wouldn't. That don't really excite me. Now, maybe if I get a little older and one of my homies is into that with his wife or something.
It ain't gonna something.
Be with. It ain't gonna be with my wife because I'm not into that. You know,
I get that.
I could be the third party. I just can't be part of the first and second party.
But what if your wife asked you?
Now we're not doing that.
But you want to do that with her? You want her and a woman, and then okay, the fair trade.
Who said I wanted that? You putting that on me? I don't want that.
Okay, my bad.
I don't want that. now where we at? Now where we at?
My bad, bro.
That's not in my interest.
My bad. Right
now. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't do it either.
And like I said, my rule is no trains. We don't run trains around here.
I'm with you though, Dave. I wouldn't do it neither though. I don't want to see no nigga. Sorry. I'm not in like move.
There you go.
That too, nigga.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying?
That too.
You in the way. Like, she might not even like you like that.
I feel like you gotta be on the Molly.
You gotta be on the Molly.
Yeah.
You gotta
be on the Molly.
You know what I mean? As you get older, you might get a little frisky. That's why niggas be on the Mollies and shit. As you get older, I might pop a little Molly as I get older.
You might get one that's bad.
Get a little old, get a little money.
I'll let you get it. Start going crazy, man. Somebody else gotta hit it too.
When you ain't got nothing to worry about, you set yourself up properly, go Molly crazy, man.
That's a fact.
I'm a wild boy.
I don't know. Do you want to be? I'm not saying you, but do you want to be pushing 40, saying I'm mollied up or in your 40s?
Well, like I said, it depends on where I'm at, and it depends on where I'm at in my life. You know what I mean? It depends on where I'm at in my life financially. If I got the financial freedom to wild out once a weekend, you know what I mean? Once a month or something, damn shit, wild out, man. Live life, man.
I'm not judging.
Pop a Molly.
You gotta leave life.
You start sweating.
There you go. Whatever you want to do. Sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I ain't got it, which I probably won't unless I hit the, because I'm working on it, unless I hit the lotto or something. And yeah, I ain't gonna do that until I'm ready to do that. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. No, I'm not gonna get into none of that freaky shit as I get older, I don't think.
You never know, man.
I don't think.
Selling
but I don't know. Anyway. I've been married for a minute, for a long time, so it don't tell where my life gonna go at this point.
Pierced nipples and
get the swinging fuck chairs. Out of here.
Could do it all. Whip me. Whip me, baby.
Dalvin Daytree.
What's wrong with you? Yo, that's wild, yo. And if that shit was to happen, I would never tell you niggas no shit like that.
I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't want to know. Certain shit you keep to yourself.
Had a chick put cold peas on my face.
Right.
Yo, cut this conversation the fuck off.
Right. That's sick moves right there.
I wanted to ask y'all this.
Hold on. Why is that a problem? Okay, let's ask that.
What's up?
Go ahead. Like, what? You know, niggas be doing shit, you know, sexual shit. Some niggas you do tell that to, right?
What's that?
Like, some shit, you know, don't be like, yo, I had this shorty. And she wanted to put the whipped cream on the balls. You know what I'm saying? So.
What, you gonna stop her? Hold on, you gonna stop her?
No, I'm talking about like the conversation. Some dudes not like that. Some people like, nah, I don't want to hear this, bro. Like, or something like this. This is a freaky man, because you know some people be like, yeah. So you know, I never licked butt before, so I finally licked butt with that whipped cream.
The whipped cream.
And you be smoking with this nigga, and you like, I don't even, nigga, you could have told me
that's
that.
Why,
nigga,
that's
like,
why you don't share blunts with
me. Like, there you go. That's one reason a lot of niggas don't share no blunts. You know
I have noticed that you didn't want to smoke with me no more ever since I said I was eating ass.
Yeah,
at the time.
I got like, a bump, I've noticed bump. That, bro. I got a bump bump last time, and I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure out where it came from. No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with
nigga
you.
Nigga said my wife was dirty. That's crazy.
No, I don't want to do that.
Didn't say it. Say you was just, dirty. I'm
just yeah, yeah, don't that. Try to blame
you. Trying to flip it on
you
your wife.
You the dirty nigga.
Say you were dirty.
Yeah. You putting mean? Peanut butter in
you
on.
The dirty nigga.
That ain't supposed to be on. This mix.
How dare you.
This bitch. I'm fucking dumb.
Niggas is nasty to do shit like this. This is mixed. Like it.
Now, let me ask y'all this. Say y'all was fucking with a chick or whatever.
Okay.
And she get to the point to where she feel like she got to do OnlyFans.
What, the work?
Yeah, she like, yo, I got to do OnlyFans.
She making money. They don't care.
Would you help her?
Do what?
Oh, the OnlyFans.
Yeah, put the,
are you, put the, you in it?
Yeah, put the ski mask on.
There you go.
In there.
So you with the shit.
So I'm getting that paper too.
So you with the shits, Moses?
Yeah, with the shits. You just, I'm not telling my niggas though. Yeah, nigga. I'm a, yeah, Dave, I'm on OnlyFans, nigga.
I'm not going to check that shit out.
Yeah, he was like, nigga, I don't care. Like, next thing you know, that nigga pulling out.
Nah, you try to play me, man.
This nigga really.
Oh, he's not showing you shit.
This nigga really. Oh, in.
Told you subscribe.
She got a bed. Yeah,
subscribe, yo.
Yo, subscribe, my nigga.
Yeah, that's just fat, though.
Support black business, yo. Nah, dog. I'm gonna miss you on that.
Support me, dog. Yeah, $2, donate.
Right.
So Dave.
$2? I'll buy you a bag of backwards, nigga.
You, I hook up.
So what's up, Dave? You on the OnlyFans with her?
Yeah, sure, why not? It depends on how much money she making. You know what I mean?
What? I don't think
she making some bread.
No.
She making some bread. I mean, I would rather be in it than anybody else in it. You know what I mean?
True.
If she if that's gonna throw her numbers up, then shit, let's throw these numbers up.
But what if she didn't want you in it? What if she just wanted you to be like her film, or like the person that films her or whatever?
That's
what if she just wanted you behind the scenes, but she ain't want you in it?
What's she doing?
Hold on.
What if she's doing like all of it, like showing stuff, like, you know, playing with her? Like, what if she's doing all that?
Yeah, I'm with filming.
Okay.
If she's not messing nobody else and playing and doing stuff like that, yeah, it's no problem.
Yeah.
But it gets to the point to where, okay, because, you know, like, they suggesting and asking and tipping, I want to see this. Are you in it now? You gonna get that shot for them to help her out?
Well, you talking about cameraman?
No, I'm talking about you in it.
Yeah, you're jumping.
You got her bent over now. They want that shot.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't think I'm that attractive. I don't really got a good camera angle. You know what I mean? I'll be honest with you. But if it's gonna bring in a check in, then fuck it. Let's do it. I see myself. You ever seen yourself in the mirror?
Yo, I look terrible.
Yeah, it's not the. It's not, I'm not. It's not too flattering.
I look fucking terrible.
Not too flattering.
I need to start
listen,
working out, man.
That's a work shit.
I'm telling you.
Like, what the fuck?
I ain't gonna lie to you. So I was looking like, damn, nigga. Ain't got.
Like, yo, nigga, you need to work the fuck out, is what I say to myself.
Your back is the only muscle part, look.
Right.
Like, he's flexing his back all the time. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah, damn, we ain't got nothing in the front. In the back, though. We got the back.
That's funny.
No, I'm with y'all. I would be in it. I just had a poo shiesty mask on.
Yeah, you got that in the mask on.
And then I'll have to cover up my tattoos and shit too, but you know what I mean? I say fuck it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
They can see you with the nipple twisters on.
Yo, get the, see, this is the bullshit.
They not gonna know me with these. Yeah. So now here's the thing though.
Here's a question. Just know Moses will subscribe because he can see me with the nipple shit on. See how he is, man? This nigga's crazy.
Now, here's this nigga's crazy.
Go ahead, Dave.
Because I tell you to wrap up like a mummy. So
hey, I can see a tattoo, stupid. Wrap yourself up, you idiot.
Now, would you do it? Would you do it and then, be public with your girlfriend? That's a better question. And fuck the mad shit. Would you do it and be public? Cause all you doing is delivering food right now. You Uber Eats and you could be out here doing whatever you want. Cause everybody ain't watching OnlyFans. You gonna have a base audience, but you will run into somebody like
that's gonna notice some shit.
Right, I feel like you.
Yeah, I mean,
I
got
like
Facebook
you
pictures together and
well,
all.
Well, I mean, I would fuck it because I ain't got shit to hide. Like,
I feel you.
I ain't got an answer to nobody or nothing like that. So it's like, yo, if I only got just answer to her, like, if this is what she want to do, fuck it, yo, we out with it, yo. Cut the checks, man. We out with it.
Cut the checks.
What I say,
shut the fuck up, Dave. Cut the fucking checks,
cut
man.
The checks.
Go ahead, Moses.
What I say, I would quit my job and probably just focus on that and do something else I can do without worrying about.
You got to change your
them,
church
you know
too.
Saying? Yeah, without them worrying about them being in my shit, because there's always one corporation that looks up, so somebody that tells their father, like, look at this, ain't this your boy right here? Like,
and then work
yeah,
will fire you over some
yeah,
social
it's always
media
somebody's
stuff,
gonna find out.
Stupid.
You know. You clock in, they like, let me tell you.
Yeah, let me show you this right here. Like, what you looking at this, Bob? Nah, don't worry about that. But I'm just cutting my door. You know, nigga lying like a motherfucker. It was you, nigga. You said describe Bob right here. Like,
right. You, this was Bob. This is you.
You done commented three times. So yeah, this magician works.
So would y'all be public? Would y'all be public with y'all?
Yeah, I would be public, but I'm saying I would quit the job I was doing. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I would try. We would have to work our way into it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, so I could say that. Like what Moses is talking about, right? There's this girl I used to work with. I'm not going to say no names, but
you better not. We don't do that.
No, not. She wasn't supposed to. Anyway. But anyway.
Not giving a day. No.
So, you know, she still works and she has her jobs, but she actually does have an OnlyFans.
Okay.
And she advertises it on social medias.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You know, so I guess whoever watches it, but I know people that she works with knows because she follows everybody she works with.
What is she doing though? Because it, you know,
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
She
should
be doing anything
at it, though.
She
I don't think you don't have to get naked.
No, yeah. Right.
I mean, the pictures that she posts, like it'd be like teasers and stuff, but it's lingerie. So I don't know exactly what she's doing. Okay. I don't know if at some point she takes it off. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's a real life situation.
Let me ask you this, Courtney.
She could be.
Do you think would you put yourself in a position to do OnlyFans if you had to? Like, if it came down to that point, would you do it? Asking a woman? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the way I look right now, no. But
I'm saying,
if I had to, yes, I would. I thought about it. I've actually thought about it. I've considered it. But I don't know. So.
Okay, man.
I feel like
any female, any woman would, if it came down to that point and them bills is due.
I mean, because it's not bad. I mean, every woman
right,
has
and it's quick money.
It's normal, like it's.
And not to shame stripping or nothing, but it kind of seems like, oh, I don't have to go be a stripper. You know what I mean? Like,
you can do the
thing
stuff
about
in the privacy.
It's not,
that
no.
used to be the stink. Like, oh, look at a stripper bad. Like,
the
from
thing
a
is
woman's
a,
standpoint.
The thing about it is they getting money off this, bro. This is some real money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And people describe, like, you know, you got some freaks out there. They, you know, some will stop watching porn just for OnlyFans. You see what I'm saying? So,
some people be on OnlyFans just to look at people's feet.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
That's what I'm saying. Just all types of
sexy
shit
feet.
Going on. Yeah.
Like taking people a shower, be on some weird shit. They be on whatever.
I'm stepping in mud. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Stepping that mud. Mm-hmm. Is it hot?
Yeah.
Stepping the mud.
Yeah. You in the beach, stepping that sand.
Stepping that sand.
People probably be putting in like special requests. I want to see you stepping some slime next time. Next time, stepping something that's gonna be messy. Now, like people, like really
some dog shit.
Yeah, or some shit like that for real. People be on some weird shit.
You
some
freak.
Weird shit.
Step into the shit.
Oh yeah. I didn't think about nothing like that. Like yo, because yo, people nasty.
People are nasty. I'm not trying to be funny, but I know you used to watch. What's that shit?
You know I used to watch. I didn't watch nothing. You get ready to say
the HBO special, the hook and shit.
Oh yeah.
Don't act like it, nigga. We was watching that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like real sex. Real was it? Real talk?
I forgot what that shit
right,
was.
Right, right.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah,
something like that,
was that show real though? Come on.
Yeah.
That shit was fake.
Those was real hoes. When that hoe told me, a nigga was paying.
She talking to the TV. She talking to me. She like, yo.
Nigga said when that hoe told
me. When that hoe told me. Yo, she did, bro.
She told me.
She told the camera.
One of my Jones. One of my guys want me to put something through his dick.
Oh. I was like, oh, God. Like, this nigga paying for this? Like, God damn. Like,
nah, hell nah.
This nigga freaky shit?
Listen,
that's when I knew there's some freaks out there. Not thought I was freaky. Not like that.
Nah, you freaky. I heard about you in the streets. It's cool though.
You the freaky.
I ain't gonna bring it to the pod. I heard about
we
you.
We heard about you.
Yeah, hear about
you.
Me.
Done told.
You out of told? What? What are you talking about?
We heard about you. You done told.
What the fuck is this nigga talking? Whatever. Hey, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Like
you got
to
some
put
topics?
Peanut butter on my back.
I don't even like peanut butter like that. This thing is crazy. Yeah. What you want to talk about? Before I get the fuck out of here, because I know y'all got some topics. And shout out to Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Like, you know how you always have your days off, right? And you always try to plan some shit. Do it, go your way. Just like, you know, no. I'm like, yo,
no.
I'm gonna sit at the house, I ain't gonna do shit. I'm gonna catch up on these shows, chill out, you know, eat good. No. Some shit always gotta happen. Gotta help my people out or
you don't
do
have
something
to help
for my
your
son.
People.
Like,
you don't have to. You can just sit right
I'm
there
loyal.
Not answer the phone.
I'm loyal. You gotta be loyal, man.
Yeah, when you got a little bit of time to burn, it goes by fast, real fast. That's for sure.
I used to hate
it. It's just funny how, like, it just come up at all once, you know what I'm saying? Everything sometimes. Especially when you're trying to do something.
I used to hate how a motherfucker would plan my day off for me. Oh, you off Tuesday? All right, cool. Shit, come on through. You know what I mean? Bring the truck through, and we can go grab it. Yo.
What?
Recipes OG. That's the type of shit he would do with me.
I'm tired.
Like, how you planning my day? It's the only day I got off.
I'm tired.
Like,
right. Nah, your homeboys do it too. Yeah, you off Wednesday? Yeah, so you gonna come over here, man? What?
We could smoke. We could drink.
Nah, man, I'm good. I'm tired.
Like, dog, I'm about to sit at home and play the video game. That's it. Like, yeah, nah, I'm with you.
Hit that with Dave plenty of times. Dave come, nah. Tired.
I'm with you.
You gotta be tired.
Yeah, I want to say shout out to Fayetteville, North Carolina as having the most black-owned businesses in the country.
It does.
That's good.
Yeah. Seen that in the news.
That's good.
Fire.
Yeah.
That's good. Like, says people want to be independent doing their own stuff. I like it.
And that's what we're working on, Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah.
So fucking support us and fucking subscribe on YouTube, Apple, all that shit.
Right. Show some love.
I wanted to ask y'all, did y'all want to talk about Russia?
Yeah,
it's getting crazy.
Prayers to everybody over there.
Prayers.
I really don't want no war to go on. I ain't gonna lie.
And I hear they stopping at the African students and the black people over there from leaving the country. They escorting the other people out. Y'all gotta stop that bullshit.
What's going on?
You know what I mean?
It's getting
y'all gotta
crazy.
Stop
that's
that bullshit.
That's what I'm saying, like.
Everybody got to get up out of there. You ain't got to push the Africans and the black people off to let your people on. You know what I mean? Everybody got to go. Everybody got to go.
Didn't they do some shit like, you know, they bombed the airports and shit first and then started bombing everything?
Yeah, they going through it over
there.
What
is the situation that is having this problem? Like, why are we having this problem?
I don't know.
Russia, where's the place over there? I don't want to keep...
It's Ukraine.
Ukraine. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Russia... Your man, Putin.
Yeah. Wait, what's his name?
Pushing Putin.
Pushing Putin, nigga.
He pushing Putin. Okay.
This nigga pushing Putin. He
Putin.
He won Ukraine and shit. You know what I mean?
Booty booty.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
He won Ukraine and all that because you know they not a part of them no more than they used to be or whatever. So he trying to take that shit over. And
he said he on some shit like, yo, if anybody interrupt, I'm fucking you up too.
Right. You know, we got like a little, I don't know, a little treaty or whatever with them niggas saying that we would aid them, you know what I mean? So we trying to give them guns and shit. But what if they pass, I think, like Poland or some shit, then it's on for us. We got to jump in because that's where the border is, you know what I mean?
We don't have
one missile go over Poland is World War III. You know what I mean? It's Russia
thing,
and
like,
China against
I don't want to see that, bro.
Like, yeah, nah. We don't want to. It's fucked up what's going on over there.
It is. Now. I don't understand it. Like, it's really getting crazy in the world.
Yeah, prayers
it's
is
really
fucked
getting,
up.
You know what I'm saying? People really need to pray up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, man.
All I know is, yeah, I just hope, you know, peace just comes out of this eventually.
I doubt that, but you know.
Like, I don't know if Russia is one of the countries we want to be fucking with and be talking shit to and want to shoot shit up with. But
I mean, listen, everybody got guns, yeah, man.
But I mean, if we got to
sound like no bitch
out here.
I know,
I hear what you ain't say, but if we got to turn this shit up, yo, because yo, be real with you. See, this is why we need it. That's why we need T Man. That's exactly why we need T-Man. You know what I'm saying? T-Man would have been... This shit wouldn't even been going on.
Yo. Oh, yeah? You think so?
T-Man... Yo, T-Man blow your ass up real quick and say, I did it.
That was his homie. So I don't... He ain't blowing shit up. He ain't that...
No, I'm just saying. I'm talking serious, about the way T-Man would react. No, yo, yeah. Yo, Biden, you got a problem. And you just like, yo, I'm going to tell everybody what I'm going to do. Yo, shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. Shut up.
They
just do the shit.
They
just do
all,
the shit.
They all do that, nigga. They all have press conferences.
No, T-Man do the shit and then say, yo, I did that shit.
They all have press conferences.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
I think that's an issue with the way the government and shit is ran now. They talk too much. They all talk too much. No matter who's in office. And niggas always saying some shit they gonna do. Like, come on. Let's do the shit and come back like, listen, shit about to go down. Because, you know what I mean? You taking backlash before you do shit. I'm sure they do shit behind scenes and shit, but just stop saying everything.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's all. That's all it comes down to.
Just go ahead and do the shit.
Let's handle business.
Man.
You know what
just
man?
Do the shit, man.
You can't be violent.
Obama went and did the shit. Something, and then told the show, now I did the shit.
You have to
you know
see
know
out.
Just go do it.
They some things you got to see out, man.
What my man T-Man did? He ain't my man. I just be talking shit when I say that.
That's
but T-Man
man.
Sit there, man. Blow this motherfucker up, going into his plane. And then after it happened, it's like, yo, I did that shit. You know what I'm saying? He did it, and then he tell you he did it. Like, stop announcing. Like Dave be saying to me, stop announcing shit.
That's not,
shut up.
That's what I be saying. Just get the red cup next time. Every time you get a styrofoam cup, you say some crazy shit. Like, I don't understand. You like violent.
Yeah, prayers to them out there.
Nah, definitely.
You know what
definitely,
I mean?
Definitely prayers.
Prayers, man. No war, man.
Yeah, seeing shit like they talking about unplugging the internet, all like,
yeah,
you gonna go crazy. Like,
oh, down.
Oh man, ain't no more midget porn for you. That shit cut off. You gonna go crazy.
Damn.
No, you gonna go crazy.
I got the books. Blacktail. Blacktails. Kanye West.
Are y'all nervous about the situation though, a little bit? Dax?
Listen, it is what it is. Kind of.
We are by Fort Bragg.
Like, checking you know in. Because I don't like to watch. I ain't going to lie. I don't like to watch news like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
ain't nothing I can do about that.
Sometimes you got to watch. I mean, like, just the fact that we are at Fort Bragg, that's like one of the biggest.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I'm concerned about.
Yeah. No doubt.
Just because there's so many military here.
Yeah, man. It's real out here, man. It's real out here. Episode 125. I don't know if y'all got anything else to fucking say today.
Nah, I'm tired of your shit. Let's go.
You always tired of my shit, and I'm always tired of your shit, Moses.
That's a lie, man.
It's a mutual agreement.
Fuck this nigga, man. Real shit. Fuck this. Shout out to CJ. Prayers to CJ. I wish he was here with us, but, you know.
CJ, what up?
Prayers to him and what he got going on. Shout out to Courtney for being here with us to talk a little shit with us. You can catch us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. You got the Instagram for Dirty Water Podcast, which is dirty_water_podcast. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Dave, what's your shit on Instagram?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Hey, Moses has a motherfucking Instagram, bitch. What's your shit, Moses, on Instagram?
I got shit. I don't know.
Oh my God, man. I'm sick of this nigga, man.
It's Dirty Water Moses.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. There you go. That nigga let him know his own shit.
I always let him do it.
Check this shit out on fucking YouTube too. We trying to make this shit happen. Appreciate everybody that be listening to us. I be seeing shit with y'all listening to everywhere. So we appreciate that shit. 2-6 and
you did a good job. Nice little spirit in you.
Fucking hate this nigga.
I'm from Fayetteville.
Oh my. East Side.
Yonkers.
East Side, bitch.
I'm a Fayetteville Yonkers nigga.